I sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing.
This is Marianne Janer with WXED 107.3 FM, your locally owned and operated community radio station in Elwood City, Pennsylvania. This interview is being sponsored by Happy Tales Pet Hotel and Daycare, 212 Portersville Road, Elwood City, 724-201-0200. And today, it is my pleasure to have on the phone the owners of At Home Senior Services, David Dietrich and Mary Jo Dietrich. How are you today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's a little rainy out there, but we'll take that over snow any day of the week. We had you as an interview in 2022, and now we're having a different look at your organization in 2023. So, Mary Jo, I'm going to ask you, from a nurse's standpoint, when is the choice necessary, let's say for a parent, to decide they need at-home senior services?
Sure, that's a good question, Marianne. So, when does the choice arise? Sometimes we're talking to families who, we call them the sandwich generation. They are juggling their kids at home, and then with medical technology, we have moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas living a lot longer. Normally, children are the first eyes and ears to watch or see a deficit in their mom and dad who's aging in place. And I want to say it comes around 80 years old. And that's someone who hasn't had an illness or a diagnosis beforehand who would allow us to help them earlier. But this is somebody just aging comfortably in their home, and maybe when the grandkids come over or the kids come over, they maybe see they're not eating quite as well or taking their medicine or seeing something slipping.
I see. You help seniors stay independent, don't you?
We do, with activities of daily living is what is performed in the home with a caregiver.
Okay.
The caregiver can do, you know, as much as doing errands, medication reminders, bathing. We have worked along hospice on many cases and helped the individual, you know, pass away at home if that is their goal and their choice. We always ask, what is the goal before we start services?
Well, now we have a president that is put in hospice care, don't we?
We do.
Jimmy Carter, yeah.
Yeah, and it's amazing, you know, to think of Jimmy Carter and he's still with us and it seems like forever ago. But it proves to us that with medical technology, people are living a lot longer.
Yes.
And we do have to plan to the next chapter and the next steps of our life. You know, where does that lead us to?
That's very good. Very good to know. And I was going to ask you about what services you provide. You've already mentioned a bunch of them, but go ahead and mention them again.
Sure. We can do as much as meal preparations, some medication reminders, transportation errands, family respite is a big one, being a companion, helping with light housekeeping around the house, safety supervision when somebody's showering or recovering from a surgery, and then promoting some daily exercises in the home because we know if we don't move it, we're going to lose it, and to remain in home, we
right.
have to be as active as we can.
Yes, we do. I know I do. That's for sure. And even though you're from Coriopolis, you won many awards, and I chose you as a senior service center for people.
Appreciate that. We have just recently, the past 2 years, have been best provider, and we have been employer of the year.
So, yes.
You know, our business is all about our caregivers. They are the ones in the home. We choose them to work with us because we try to pick the best caregiver that we would feel would take care of our family members. Our caregivers are not only employees, but they're our family because they do walk through many stages with clients as they age.
Do you also offer elderly care in the way of attorneys or durable medical equipment?
We don't offer that specifically, but we try to be a one-stop shop where we help educate and refer clients to elder care providers.
Because they may not know where to go, correct?
They don't, and it's a lot to think about and a lot to...
Oh, sure it is. It would be for me. And you help with Alzheimer's and dementia, don't you?
Yes. Alzheimer's, dementia, we have now seen, you know, a lot of cancer and people recovering from cancer and success stories. But we actually help with the client. We take everything in as a whole and try to see what is the best case scenario, having the caregiver come in and building a care plan. Each care plan is specific to the client's needs. Not everyone's the same, and not everyone needs the same services.
And I hate to put you on the spot, but, you know, people want to know the financial end of it. What do you deal with there? Medicare, insurance?
Yeah, so first and foremost, we work with private pay clients. We do have a contract with the VA of Pennsylvania. We also work with a long-term care insurance. That is folks who would have bought into long-term care insurance. Sometimes they are baby boomers that are aging, think it's just for nursing homes, but there is a clause in there that we fall under homemaking. And being in business so long, we help people navigate through all the funding resources that would help with the cost of home care. I can say it's inexpensive. It is an expensive adventure, but so is the assisted living. They're popping up everywhere and they look beautiful, but I try to have the clients get very well educated when they're making their choices. Okay. And that is understanding what is the cost per hour with a one-on-one caregiver in your home, if that's where you chose to be, as opposed to living in an assisted living in an apartment setting and then paying a la carte-wise, you know, for features.
Well, Mary Jo, you're very informative. What would you like to mention about your website and what number to call if people want more information?
Sure. We direct people to www.athomeseniorservices.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. You can call us. We answer 24/7, 412-604-0410. We just help people make the best choice. It doesn't have to be us. It just has to be the best choice.
That's really good to know. And what else would you like to tell our listeners, Mary Jo?
Sure. You know, just exciting to be in the field, being a registered nurse and owning my own company for the past 16 years has been rewarding to know that people really do love to work for us.
So you have to love what you're doing. You have to have a passion for it.
It is a passion, and I guess I'm told once you find your passion, it's not really a job.
Right. That's how I feel. And David, I don't want to leave you aside, so would you like to say something about your business?
Once again, thank you, Mary Ann, for the opportunity to talk to your listeners. And like Mary Jo said, we first and foremost, we like to educate people. Come from an education background. Educated consumers are the best. Even if they don't use our services, we want to make sure that we can give people options and talk through options. And we're quite proud to spend time with people on the phone, even if we don't engage with them, you know, going down the road, but at least we gave them good advice. And we do offer a complimentary document, questions to ask when you're hiring a home care agency.
Okay.
And it's a free complimentary document on our website. It's on the front page. Your listeners can download it. We want to make sure they're going to have a document that they can ask the right questions moving forward. And if anybody wants to talk, even if they're not in our market space, in Pittsburgh, we cover about 85 zip codes. It's a pretty big area, but
wow.
We don't cover everywhere in other states because we're not a franchise. We're a mom-and-pop business. We create and support other mom-and-pop businesses, so this is a great venue to do that. Make sure they're educated.
You're extraordinary, and you're very personable and knowledgeable, both you and Mary Jo. Mention your website again and phone number, please.
Sure. Our website is www. And then it's spelled out our name, @homeseniorservices.com. services.com. They can find us on the web there, and then also our telephone number is 412-604-0410, and we do answer 24/7.
Well, I'm sure you've answered a lot of questions today.
We greatly appreciate the opportunity, Marianne.
You're very welcome. And we'll have you on again next year, for sure. Thank you, Mary Jo, for all the information you've provided. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye now.
All right, take care.
Yes, I get by with a little help from my friends.